to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, May 10th, 2020, by the Reverend Eric Williams. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's kind of ironic when we read our gospel today on Mother's Day that there's no mention of mothers at all, but there are 13 mentions of father. This is the famous passage where Jesus is explaining his relationship with God to the disciples. And Philip is not understanding. He says, show us God, show us the Father, and then I'll be satisfied. What is this? And Jesus says, oh, Philip, you dummy. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because the Father's in me and I am in the Father. If you want to see God, you just need to look at Jesus. It is his life, his example, his being that is our fullest representation of God's unconditional love for humanity. This comes very much into our reading from Acts today, too, the story of the martyrdom of St. Stephen, the first person to die, as we think, for his faith in Jesus. Stephen was one of those chosen to be one of the first deacons. The apostles needed those who would assist them in administering the new church, and the deacons were to help serve particularly those in need, waiting on tables and caring for the needs of people. Stephen devoted his life to following Jesus and patterning his life on the life of Jesus. And so when it came to his death, he wanted to follow Jesus to the end. And he does in this absolutely beautiful, tragic but beautiful story. He has a vision, seeing Jesus seated at the right hand of God. And then as he is being stoned to death, he quotes the words of Jesus on the cross. Into your hands I commend my spirit, and Father, forgive them. He is following Jesus to the end. It was by watching, by being a witness of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection that enabled Stephen to follow Jesus so closely, even to the end. And as Pat Wagner pointed out in one of our noonday prayer services, very interestingly, there's another person there who is present for the stoning of Stephen, not throwing the stones as far as we know, but holding the coats for those who were, and his name was Saul. And Saul would later become St. Paul, the Apostle Paul. He was converted through a personal experience of the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. But Pat pointed out that it was perhaps by witnessing Stephen's absolutely faithful death, witnessing how Stephen prayed for those who were persecuting him, Stephen whose faith did not waver even at the moment of his death, that laid the foundation for Saul's conversion. That there was a direct line. Saul witnessing Stephen's faithful, self-sacrificial death, and Stephen witnessing Jesus' faithful, self-sacrificial death. Those were the inspirations, and it was through Jesus that Stephen was enabled to do his work, and through Stephen that Saul was enabled to see a vision that led to his conversion, perhaps, and through St. Paul that many came to faith in Jesus. That chain of inspiration made me think a lot today of this image of parenthood that Jesus gives us in the gospel. Jesus, who's the visible manifestation of the unconditional love of God. I think it's our parents, if we're lucky, who are first examples of unconditional love. When we are infants, unable to care for ourselves, it is our parents who feed us and clothe us and care for us. And they are, in a way, our symbol, our icon, our understanding of God's love in those first years. And that often can continue. Now, it's complicated because parents aren't perfect. I didn't have perfect parents, and I'm not a perfect parent, and I don't really know any who are. And yet, in our imperfect way, we are able to at least share some of God's unconditional love. And so on this Mother's Day, I'm particularly grateful for those people in my life who showed unconditional love. You all, many of you know the wonderful story of how a few years ago I was enabled to come to know my birth mother, Carolyn. And I want to say today that I think she is an example for me of unconditional love, because she was able to make an incredibly hard decision when I was born. For my best interest, she chose to give me up for adoption, and I'm sure there is no more difficult decision that a mother could make. But I'm grateful for that, because she did it out of love and the desire for me to have a better life. And I'm grateful to my adopted mother, Sally, who, along with her husband, Ken, my dad, gave me a home and showed me unconditional love throughout my childhood and adulthood. I give thanks for their presence in my life. And it made me think also of the ways that others show that nurturing, unconditional love as well. I think today of my godmother, Winifred, who since just this past year passed away, and how she and her husband, my uncle, were other figures for me that showed me that unconditional love. This chain of example, each of them so different, each of them imperfect, but each of them manifesting for me the unconditional love. My neighbor, Cynthia, who was like a second mom to me growing up, and has been so throughout my life, and so many others. And I invite you today to think about that as well. Just as Stephen was inspired by Jesus, and I believe Saul was inspired by Stephen, and we by all of their examples, I invite us to think about our mothers today, but also all those who have been the source of our understanding of unconditional love, the incarnation of that in unconditional love, as Jesus tried to explain to Philip so long ago, that he is the ultimate manifestation of God's unconditional love. We give thanks for the inspiration of Julian of Norwich. We celebrated her feast day on Friday. This wonderful English mystic in the Middle Ages who had a vision of God and wrote it down and shared with us an understanding of the maternal life of God as well, that it's not just God the Father, but God the Mother, who also reveals to us that nurturing, unconditional love. And so I give thanks today for her vision and witness, and for St. Stephen, and for all those women and men in my life who have been sources of my understanding of God's unconditional love. And I pray that as you think of the people in your life who have been that for you, you'll be enabled to see in them and through them this unbroken chain of God's revealing of God's self, of God's love, in the wonderful gift that we have of Jesus and the Holy Spirit that is the thread that connects all these people and us into a wonderful network of unconditional lovers. May we be that for the people in our families, in our communities, in our churches, and in the world, enabled and empowered by their example to live lives of unconditional love in our imperfect way from now until the end. Amen.